Now, type 1 diabetes is a chronic disease in need of constant maintenance, so can be challenging to manage for those affected. Well, a new cure may just help those suffering. The MiniMed system is a closed-loop system functioning as an artificial pancreas with the potential to change the lives of diabetics across the world. Well, joining us now on the line to discuss is endocrinologist Dr. Stephen Thornley. Stephen, thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure.
Great. So who is behind this technology and how does the new system work?
The company that produces it is called Medtronic. They're based in the United States. And it basically works as an artificial pancreas, as you said, in the sense that it works with a continuous glucose monitor that checks your sugar every 5 minutes. It sends the sugar wirelessly to the insulin pump, which then automatically self-adjusts every 5 minutes to keep the blood sugars nice and steady.
Oh, wow. Okay, and so what kind of makes this better, or what's allowed for this to happen, this management system?
Well, it's better in the sense that the control is taken out of the hands of the patient who previously had to self-adjust the pump to keep their blood sugar steady. This does the work for them. And it's been available in Australia for about 2 months, and we're already seeing marked improvements in diabetic control in the patients who have gone onto it.
Right. Well, that's fantastic to hear. And so did it take quite a while to make, or I guess, how did this all begin?
Well, it's been a slow process. We've been talking about the artificial pancreas for decades, and it's been almost, you know, science fiction. But now it's really exciting that we actually have it here. And this gadget constantly drives the patient's blood sugars into the normal range, and we're already seeing that. So very exciting.
Right. And so is it easily accessible then for all patients?
One of the issues in Australia is unless you're under 21, the artificial pancreas is only available via private health insurance.
Oh, right, so right.
That's an issue. If you haven't got private insurance, the cost of it's about $9,000. Mm. That's quite expensive.
Right. Okay. And so what is life like for someone suffering from type 1 diabetes? Because just for people who aren't aware, I guess, of the barriers.
Well, to put it in perspective, 100 years ago, type 1 diabetes was a fatal disease because it's an autoimmune disease where the cells that produce insulin, the pancreas, are wiped out by the immune system. So insulin was discovered in 1921, which then meant that people could live a relatively normal life, but there was always a juggle in the sense that they had to stop their sugars going too high but also going too low if they overdid the insulin. So with the artificial pancreas, it just makes things so much better for our patients with type 1 diabetes in the sense that minimises the risk of high sugars but also low sugars.
Fantastic. And is that the end, I guess, of production then of a cure, or is there what else are you working on, or what else is currently happening in the field?
It's not strictly a cure because they still have diabetes. It's just our ability to manage it is so much better.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, the ultimate cure will be some type of transplant. And stem cells seem to be the way to go, but we can now cure mice of type 1 diabetes with stem cell transplants, but there's still a bit of a way to go before we can apply that technology to humans. So that's still some years off.
Fantastic. Okay, well, Stephen, thank you very much for discussing this new technology. It's very exciting, development. And thank you for your time on the show today.
Absolute pleasure.
Have a good day.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye.